May I speak in the name of God, the love of the beloved and the love sharer. Amen. The lectionary texts for each Sunday repeat on a 3-year cycle. This may suggest tedious repetition. Certainly, as I was preparing for today, the Good Shepherd, my dilemma was, oh good heavens, how many times have I preached on this before, and what new can be said about it? The passage from John 10 in the 3-year cycle means that every 3 years on the fourth Sunday of Easter, we have the passage about the Good Shepherd. And it's tempting to look back and to see what I preached 3 years ago and 6 years ago and even 9 years ago. After all, what new insights can be shared that have not been shared before? But the problem is that although the texts repeat, they're heard each 3 years in a different context. And 2021 is not 2018, and it is certainly not 2015. And changing texts, changing contexts, brings a new dynamic quality to the unexpected reading of familiar texts. Words matter, but it is context that makes them so. And so I want to say a little bit about the context in which we listen once again to the reading of the Good Shepherd. Our world, the earth, our island home, is shifting on its axis. The earth shifting on its axis is not a metaphor, although it is this also. It's now literally true. Our planet is now literally shifting on its axis. And as the effects of human-induced warming, glacier and polar ice melt, is literally shifting the geographic magnetic points of the axis, generally known as the North and South Poles. Damien Carrington, the Guardian's editor on environmental issues, wrote this past week that the process was first noticed in the 1990s, but is now rapidly accelerating. The geographic North and South Poles are the points at which the axis penetrates the surface of the Earth. They are the points around which the Earth rotates. And because of the huge redistribution of water flowing into the world's oceans, it's causing the axis points to shift. And increasingly dire consequences, if you will allow me the pun, have begun to flow. The currents that stabilize climate are changing because both ice melt and the pumping of stored water from land, which eventually flows back into the ocean, is increasing the levels of ocean tides. And these changes now irrefutably, the consequence of human-induced global warming, are having and will continue to have multiple knock-on effects. And the recent flurry of international efforts, thankfully ones in which the US has retaken a leadership role, only underscore what climate science has been telling us about the dire impact of human-induced climate change is now having on the very rotation of the planet. Texts may be unchanging, but the contexts in which they are read and heard are not. Words matter. Yet it's the constantly changing contexts into which they sound that makes them so. And so hearing the words from chapter 10 of John's Gospel in 2021, we find Jesus speaking of himself about the Good Shepherd. And amidst the environmental catastrophe now threatening a future global extinction, how does the Good Shepherd text sound to us in our context now? In the first century, the shepherd metaphor carried a particular significance that in the 21st century is easily missed. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and they know me, and I lay down my life for the sheep." The following two comparisons might make my point. The first is taken from an observer in 1891 who, sitting outside Jerusalem, noted the following. "As we ate and looked, almost spellbound, the silent hillsides around us were in a moment filled with the sounds of life. The shepherds led their flocks forth from the gates of the city. They were in full view, and we watched and listened to them with no little interest. Thousands of sheep and goats were there in dense, confused masses. The shepherds stood together until all came out, and then they separated, each shepherd taking a different path and uttering as he advanced a shrill, peculiar call. The sheep heard them. At first, the masses swayed and moved as if shaken with some internal convulsion. Then points struck out in the direction taken by the shepherds. They became longer and longer until the confused masses were resolved into long, living streams flowing after their leader. Such a sight was not new to me. Still, it had lost none of its interest. I was perhaps one of the most vivid illustrations which human eyes could witness of what a beautiful discourse our Savior has recorded in John." Compare. Reminiscent of the way birds swarm, wheeling and turning, forming intricate patterns before re-swarming and moving across the sky as one, I watched as down in the valley the placidly grazing sheep began to race here and there, scattering before reforming into a flock, moving first this way and then that, and eventually as a flock up, moving up the hillside. I heard their panicked sound as they rushed over the brow of the hill, chased by the incessant barking of the shepherd's dogs, who, like the sheep, wheeled and turned in response to his shrill whistles. Wheeling around to drive the bleating stragglers back into the flock before diving among them, nipping at their heels in order to drive the sheep forward in response to the shepherd's commands. The shepherd moved forward towards the sheep pen gate, opening it so that his dogs could drive the panicked and complaining sheep through the narrow opening into the corralled space of the fenced-off holding paddock. And with the sheep safely inside, the shepherd mounted his ATV, and calling his dogs to follow, they headed off into the dusk. As night settled, the sound of the aggrieved panic among the sheep subsided. As with darkness falling, they settled down for the night. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and they know me, and I lay down my life for the sheep." Now, in the first century context, the shepherd metaphor carried a particular significance that, as I suggested, we are likely to miss because of the changed nature of sheep husbandry practices in the 21st century. The point of the comparison is not to suggest that modern shepherding practices in highly mechanized farming economies should revert to ancient Middle Eastern practice. The point is to reconnect with the spiritual message, Jesus the Good Shepherd, in this metaphor, that is to connect with the spiritual response for which Jesus employs it. The Good Shepherd offers us timely images. The first is of the shepherd who calls the sheep to follow him, because like the suckling human infant who instinctively recognizes the mother's voice, the sheep intimately know and trust his voice. The second image is of the sheep being driven forward, panicked by fear. The sheep in the modern context know nothing of the shepherd's voice. If they hear his voice amidst the cacophony of whistled commands and incessant dog bark, it's the voice of impatiently shouted commands addressed not to them, but to the dogs herding them. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and they know me, and I lay down my life for the sheep." Which metaphor, which description speaks of our experience of God? Jesus uses this metaphor to communicate the intimate nature of relationship with God. The essence of this relationship lies in being attuned to the sound of God's voice, guiding us amidst the challenges we face. The voice we can trust, helping us to distinguish in these challenges the new opportunities that will lead us into a future that is more than mindless, fear-driven repetition of our past. Recognition means to be able to distinguish the siren voices of the choices born of fear, simplistic, short-sighted solutions resulting in the exercise of crude power, siren voices that have never led us anywhere good before. Recognition means the capacity to listen for the timeless sound of God's voice, calling to us through the ancient texts of our scriptures as they sound into new contexts. And we learn to tune in and with trust to follow the familiar voice of God, a voice that God uses to call us to our vocation as Christians in the world. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and they know me, and I lay down my life for the sheep." Nothing has changed. It still is true now as it was when Jesus first uttered his teaching. Jesus offered these words to his followers in anticipation of the chaos and the collapse that was coming. And through his death and his resurrection, the willingness of the good shepherd to lay down his life for his sheep, God opened a new chapter in the story of salvation. Our lives unfold, equipped for God's purpose, shaped by this story of the good shepherd, who through laying down his life for us, has opened the gate to new possibilities. And although we know how the stories end, this story of living in this time of the unfolding of the resurrection continues, molding us, shaping us, as we hear the voice of God perhaps not individually so much, but as a community, speaking through the cycle of the scriptures that we hear, connecting with the challenges and opportunities of the new context, trusting to the sound of God's voice, guiding us to make better choices, and the knowledge that through the Good Shepherd's willingness to ultimately pay with his life, we become good shepherds, husbanding the process of God's good repair of this beautiful planet, our island home. Amen.